Hi, David Neufeld here with the final Vantage Point story for 2021. Thank you, CGRB, for partnering on this local history project. Discovery. Hi, pleased you came by. I'm a 300-year-old bur oak, proud resident of Turtle Mountain. I've lived through fires, wars, tornadoes, and drought. I've seen a lot. We oaks, coast to coast, understand this place deeply. One thing we talk about among ourselves is that our local stories, based on events nearby, tend to follow from events that happened far away, often in eastern Canada, USA, or Europe. The family that lives with me on Southeast 13221 are nice, but they're only starting to recognize the ancient trails around here and how significant are the rock formations in this clearing. There's been ceremony, hunting, and medicine gathering around me for thousands of years. In 1906, the first Euro-immigrants settled on this quarter. Latecomers, they were. Canada began offering land to immigrants 25 years earlier. Clearly, this mountain land wasn't appreciated as farmland due to wetlands and large oaks like me. But what made Canada think it could divide the land and just give it away? Well, in 1876, Rupert's Land, which included all rivers flowing into Hudson's Bay, was owned by Hudson's Bay Company. The business of furs was declining. Canada wanted to expand westward, so they simply bought Rupert's Land. But how did the Hudson's Bay Company, a British company, acquire the land around here? Well, they got it as a gift from King Charles II in 1670, all 1.5 million square miles of it. And why did King Charles feel he could up and just give it to HBC? Here, dear neighbors, the story gets harder. In the 1400s, countries in Europe were sailing amazing ships with adventurous men and big guns to explore lands worldwide. These expeditions were funded by kings and the church, hoping to profit from new passages and found riches. The problem was, indigenous people lived everywhere. So how did Europeans get the land from indigenous nations? Well, there was only one official religion in Europe, so that church had a lot of power. Its leader proclaimed the Doctrine of Discovery. This doctrine empowered explorers to invade, set flags, search out, and subdue all pagans, as he called it, reducing them to slavery and taking all possessions. Seriously. He further declared lands as vacant if their residents were not Christian. In 1492, when Columbus sailed, North America had 100 million people, one-fifth of the world's population. Well, long story short, along with wars, vicious diseases, and selective privilege, Britain came to dominate North America. Slick, eh? Trouble is, governments, churches, and those privileged citizens around the world accepted this false way of thinking, and for 500 years, the resistance has been mounting. So now, we have work to do, all over Turtle Island, to tell truthful stories. I'm just an old tree, but I see declarations that establish and prolong domination just don't solve our problems. I want history understood so that kind, generous humans will do what they can. Like my mama said, attend to your roots, and new leaves will gladly emerge. Thank you for listening. May the new year bring new ways to discover. All stories in this radio series are at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.